All right, so can you share with me how you made a difference in any of the communities that you came into contact with?
So firstly, on the local, the college level, I think with my involvement with Service Exec, I came into contact with a lot of student service groups because I was helping them kind of organize socially distanced events, make sure that their communications is always up to date. And these kind of logistics just make their groups run more smoothly and more efficiently, which ultimately results in more awareness being spread or more funds being collected. So I was kind of the link between the service department and the student service groups, which was a great thing to do last year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you think that experience changed you as a person?
Mm-hmm. So something that it definitely changed in me was that I wasn't very confident with public speaking, but I discovered that I had to give a lot of presentations last year, so just go up in front of a room and tell them about the new logistics, the new order of events because of COVID-19 especially, and that had to be communicated very accurately or the event would not be in accordance with the rules. So I think that was something that changed in me. I became a lot more confident.
Yes, I can see that. And I think that sort of comes out in other ways as well, from what I see of you in class as well. What about turning points for you? Can you think of any of your past experiences where you thought you were on a certain journey and maybe you changed your approach, or you just learned something new and that changed you as a person?
Mm-hmm. So for my GC event last year, the Kampot Khmer Talent Show, I'd never organized an event of such large scale or just involving so many students. But I feel like the entire process, going through the entire process of selecting the participants, asking for videos, just sticking up posters around the school, that was really, really unusual and unique for me because I'd never done anything like that before. And I also discovered that even if I want to, I can't do everything by myself. I kind of have to delegate.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of what kind of a change for me.
Okay. Yeah, interesting to hear you say that. So, I mean, obviously you've explained that public speaking was a challenge for you. Were there any other obstacles that you overcame and through which grew as a person?
Mm-hmm. So one of the major obstacles I faced last year was just working with friends in Kahani. So usually when you first think of it, working with friends should be easy because you already know them, they're your friends, you kind of know their working style. But it ends up usually being not, because everyone has different opinions and when they clash together, it's kind of difficult to deal with it because you also don't want it to have an adverse effect on your friendship. So working in Kahani was very difficult because my dance leader was my friend, the organizers of the show were my friends. So it was, but I feel like I still kind of navigated that successfully, and then we created a dance that kind of all fulfilled our expectations, so that was great.
Okay. Yeah, nice to hear you say that. I think that's always a challenge. I hear that a lot from grade 12 students, navigating that pathway between having to delegate to people that are quite close to you and how you do that in a sensitive way, but in a way that gets you to the target that you want to achieve. So all of these new skills and qualities that you've developed through the CAST program, how do you think you'll tap into those at university?
So just the very basic ones like time management, just organizing these many events and just working for these many organizations, I've also had to kind of keep up with my academic work, which has taught me the importance of self-management, time management. And then there's collaboration, communication as well, because I've worked with a lot of people over a significant period of time. I feel like I've learned more about different working styles and how to adjust to everyone and make sure that all the work's done. So yeah, I think that's something that will be useful as well.
Yeah, agreed. So I think I felt you were always a good self-manager, but I think you've honed that skill. Definitely your collaboration skills, from what you said today, have developed and been fine-tuned. I think you are quite self-aware as a person. You know what your strengths are, you know areas for growth, and you're prepared to sort of explore those to develop as a person. So honestly, all of you've done such a wide range of so many different activities, Samira. I'm so proud of you. And I just want to thank you for the contribution and support that you've given to CAST in so many different ways. and I see so many changes in you since I saw you in grade 9, but especially in these last 2 years. And I'm so glad that you came to the school, because I think you've really changed as a person, and you're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Price.